poll, Voter Support for Medicare for All Implodes, by John Nolte on February 14, 2019. Voter support for Medicare for All has collapsed by 50% over the last month, according to polling from Politico/Morning Consult. Until this month, the Democrats' single-payer Medicare for All scheme enjoyed majority support in this same poll going back months. But now that the ugly details of the program are actually being debated and publicized, net approval for the scheme has been cut in half. From January to February, net support for single-payer health system fell over 50% to 12 points, the pollster reports. Although Medicare for All enjoyed net support of 27 percentage points, calculated by subtracting the share of opponents from the share of supporters, among registered voters at the onset of 2019, that share dropped 15 points in the February 7th to 10th survey, to 12 points. As of now, according to this poll, only 50% of voters support Medicare for All. A huge drop from the 62% in July who said they were more likely to vote for a candidate who backed establishing a government-run health system for all Americans. But this poll is an outlier. Other polls show voters rejecting Medicare for All in much higher numbers, including in California. Regardless, the trend in all the polls proves that public scrutiny has not been kind to Medicare for All. What's more, it is not 2009 anymore. Back in 2009 and 2010, Barack Obama and the Democrats were able to hoodwink the American people about Obamacare. Alternative media was nowhere near as powerful and influential as it is today. And this allowed Obama to repeatedly lie about his government takeover of the American healthcare system. With the help of the corrupt establishment media, the Obama administration and the president himself repeatedly and relentlessly lied about how Americans would not lose their doctor or health insurance if Obamacare became the law of the land. This was a deliberate lie, everyone knew it was a lie, including the media, but those who pointed to the truth were smeared by the media as a liar and racist. Thankfully, those days are over. The public has already been burnt once with Obamacare. The public has lost faith in the corporate media. And alternative media outlets like Breitbart News will make it impossible for another government healthcare boondoggle to go anywhere without serious scrutiny and public debate. And the truth about Medicare for All is that everyone, every single American, will lose their health insurance if Medicare for All becomes law. Most Americans, a full 75%, are satisfied with their health care. That is a huge number for Democrats to overcome, for them to convince to fix what ain't broken. The bottom line is that once Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, a top presidential contender, opened her mouth and admitted she would use the government to outlaw every American's health care coverage and replace it with the horror show of socialized medicine in the form of Medicare for All, people woke up and support plummeted. Going forward, the more the public learns about this scheme, the more they will run away from it. This would have been true for Obamacare had the mainstream media done its job and scrutinized that failed program. Additionally, if you look at the internals of this poll, a big problem is that, like Obamacare, there is no national consensus for Medicare for All. Democrats love it, everyone else, not so much. To pass a massive overhaul of something as vital to people as their health care requires a national consensus. The same was true of Obamacare, which is why, as the vote neared and the public eventually rebelled against it, Democrats were forced to shove it down our throats using bribes and legislative sleight of hand. This resulted in a wipeout of the Democrat Party at the national and local level. Nope, it is not 2009 anymore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.